Hello and welcome to the Talks, Sports Host Podcast. I'm your host, James Casson here, and we are here to talk sports. So, the NFL season is coming to a start here with 2 weeks left of preseason. We have a load of games tonight, including the week three, coming up. We have tomorrow, we have the Browns and the Eagles at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And then Friday is Giants and Jets, a good game there, and MetLife Stadium. Then we have that game is at 7:30. Then we have the Broncos and the Redskins at 7:30 at FedEx Field. Then we have Patriots, Panthers, Bank of America Stadium, Seahawks, Vikings, Lions, Bucks. And then at 10:30, late start, Packers and Raiders. And then Saturday, Chiefs, Bears, Texans, Rams, Titans, Steelers, 49ers, Colts, Ravens, Dolphins, the Falcons versus the Jaguars, Saints, and Chargers. It was interesting, the Giants versus the Jets. Interesting, relative to that is that Saquon Barkley, it was practicing, but he may not play until week one. What this means for the Giants is that they will just have to use Stewart more. They would just have to look, depend on Jonathan Stewart. I mean, it's preseason. No, does it matter? No. Would they like to win? Yes. Would they like to see how Stewart does? Yes. But it doesn't matter. Stewart, to see how he does, which is a good thing for the Yankees, honestly, so Barkley can heal up and be ready for week one, because if you play him, then he could re-injure it, or then he could tweak it, and he could be re-injured for and not even play week one. So I'd rather him sit out in games that do not matter than a game that counts. And especially a game against the Jaguars, because that's going to be a tough opponent for the Giants this year. So Eli, I'm sure, will start. You get to see Loletta and Davis Webb play, who Davis Webb did not play well the first preseason game. The second preseason game, he did better. Yes, he did. He did do better. Eli did not play the second game. It was Alex Tanny. Davis Webb did 14 for 20 and a touchdown. So he did do well in that, but you know. So maybe we'll see if Eli will start on Friday. We will see about that. What happens there? But the Giants ended up winning that one 30-17. So if they do, and Odell. I believe I should play, should maybe not. He did not play again in the team's second game, but maybe he will play in the third, or maybe they're just being careful and not playing him at all in the preseason, which I would think is kind of smart in a way.
So guys, most of this podcast, I'm just letting you guys know, most of the podcast is New York sports. I'm going to be talking mostly about New York sports, like the Giants, like the Jets, and like Mets, you know, Jets and stuff like that. But I will talk about some Tiger Woods stuff, golf, blah, 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 if there's a major tournament coming, some tennis, too, also, I could cover. But, you know, obviously, So if you guys have any questions, be sure to DM me at TalkSportsHost. And I'll be sure to answer them on the podcast at the end, which we will leave towards the end to answer. But while I have it here on football, I believe there was a question sent in to me by Nathan, I believe. Yes. Oh, Nathan on Instagram. He asked, who's your favorite rookie to make an impact in a team in football this season that's not named Saquon Barkley? That's actually a good question if you ask me, because I honestly like Royce Freeman. The Broncos haven't had a good running back, I would say, since, what's that guy's name? The Broncos, I'm trying to find his name. No, Sean Moreno. The Broncos have not had a good running back since No. Sean Moreno. So this is great for them because Royce Freeman really looks good in Denver. He really does, and I think he'll be the next. He's going to be the next guy to impact the team, other than not named Saquon Barkley. I think he'll make a major impact. I believe it was because of his injury. This was 2 years ago. So they haven't had a good quarterback. They didn't have a good running back last year. So they haven't had one since for a couple years now. 2 years, I believe it was. Yeah, so this is great for them. I think Royce Freeman will have a good 2018 rookie season. And I think he'll make the biggest impact besides Saquon Barkley. Thank you, O'Nathan, for the question. Guys, remember, you can send me your questions at TalkSportsHost on Instagram. And guys, DM me, do you want to see a TalkSportsHost Twitter account or Facebook to expand it? Just DM me. All right, so let's get back on track here. So, speaking of that, so we will see if Odell Beckham Jr. plays in the third preseason game against the Jets. He did not play in the first game against the Browns, did not play in the second game, so we will see if he plays on Friday. So let's, now we will talk about the Jets. Now, the Jets, honestly, I saw something that said about Teddy Bridgewater's knee injury and how people said it's hard to come back from that, but he's made it, and now he could possibly be the starter. If he does well this season, you could in the offseason, you could use him as a trade piece, but right now it doesn't look like any of the 32 teams in the NFL are at a quarterback stage where they need one. I mean, the Giants could take him, honestly, because he could be their quarterback for a couple of years, and if they don't think Willett is ready, which I don't right now, because he doesn't seem like a Baker type of guy, he doesn't seem like a Lamar Jackson type of guy. You know, I've never seen him play yet. I'll maybe see him on Friday, but I have not seen him play yet. But if the Giants did make a trade with the Jets for Teddy Bridgewater, it wouldn't be a bad thing. It would be a good thing for both teams, depending on what the Giants get. And what the Jets get, they might ask for too much, but Jets, so we shall see what they do week one, whether it be Darnold, whether it be Bridgewater, or whether it be McCown. I doubt it'll be McCown. I think it'll be Bridgewater or Darnold. You never know, but we will see about that. Now let's talk about the Yankees. Next we were talking about the Yankees, but first I want to talk about the NFL NFL helmet rule. With the no, how players and coaches are pissed about it, and honestly, as a guy who is young and I've seen people play rough. They used to let them play, the refs. They used to let them play, have a good time out there. It's obviously injury concerning, and it's obviously now more of a hassle. But I think now, if you're going to tell people that they can't use their head to tackle, then what are they? You have to find some type of way to go like this, like to put your head back
or slide your head out of the way and,
and tackle the guy. So we'll see if there's changes to that made by Roger Goodell. It's interesting that Trump, Donald Trump, I'm not going to get political on here because this is not the place. I just wanted to say that Donald Trump has issued a statement, a tweet a while ago. Let me see if I could find it while I talk about it. It was a tweet to Roger Goodell to make a statement to make hold on searching yeah on about Goodell, and he was talking about how about how he thinks that if you don't stand for the anthem, and if you're not standing for the anthem, then you should be fired. They shouldn't, which I'm not going to disagree or agree based on the fact that I'm not going to get into politics here, but just I thought that was interesting that he stated that, and he issued for Goodell to make a change about that. So I thought that was interesting. Now we're going to move away from the NFL talk, and we're going to talk about the New York Yankees. So the Yankees, some injury news today is, it's unfortunate. The Yankees have had, I believe now, they should have, if everyone stayed healthy, if they only had minor injuries, which they have not, and Judge has been out, Sanchez has been out, a lot of those guys have been out. I believe now they are sitting currently, at 33 games over 500. But I honestly believe they have 79 wins and 46 losses. I honestly believe that right now they would have 85. They would have around 90 wins already, 95 wins already, if those injuries didn't happen to Sanchez. If those injuries didn't happen, if Severino didn't lose those games. Just think about if Severino didn't lose those tough games that he played with, the three tough games that he started, and it was tough, you know. Which leads you to kind of, but he's been dominant all season, but which leads you to kind of believe if you're in a situation where you do, which looks like it is right now, but if you're in a situation against the Astros or in the wild card game, are you going to send Severino out there, or are you going to send Happ? Are you going to send CeCe? Are you going to send Tanaka?
It's a decision that
you have to make. And especially now with Sanchez out, with Didi out now, he's on the 10-day DL. Chapman's on the 10-day DL. Recent news that he's been put on the DL. And Chance Adams has been called up to the bullpen. From SWB Rail Riders. It's honestly, I think that he deserves.
He's on. Honestly, think it's tough because
now Chapman's on the 10-day DL with knee tendonitis after leaving last night's game early. He called for the trainer to come over. The trainer came out and he fell obviously in pain. So Canely had to finish last night's game, and he did it well. In 12 innings. And honestly, we are not hearing about anything about Judge. Sanchez is with the team doing rehab, so we will. I think he's with SWB or Double A Trenton. I'm not sure,
But he is in rehab now, I believe. So I think he could be back sooner than Judge, definitely. And I think that if the Yankees do, if the Yankees do land in a spot, honestly, pitching. Is a challenge for them. It's been a challenge for them all season. It has been. So, you know, it's obviously tough with pitching. That happened to Gray. How Gray turned out to be such a crappy option, and you don't even want to start him. You don't even want to bring him in the bullpen anymore. Out of the bullpen anymore. So that's why you bring out Chance Adams. When they brought in Chance Adams, he didn't have a bad start. It's against the Red Sox. What do you want the guy to do? It's difficult to do that. You know. So I honestly think that we could see, because Sessa right now is lined up, I believe, as one of the starters. Today is scheduled to be... Today is Lance Lynn. He had a rough last start, obviously, on Friday. But he's back today. So we will see here. Today is Lynn. Tomorrow the Yankees have a day off, and they will head to Camden Yards on Friday, where it will be CC Sabathia. Friday, Saturday they have a doubleheader, a day-night doubleheader in Camden. It's Severino and Happ. So that's going to be a good doubleheader. Should be a good doubleheader Saturday. Sunday is the 8 o'clock game. They have Tanaka on the mound Sunday. And then Monday is back to Lance Lynn. So right now, they're doing... They're doing a four-man... They have a four-man rotation right now. They don't know, which I'd assume, because Sessa was in there originally. I'd assume because I know what it is. So maybe they'll, instead of having Lynn, maybe they'll option Lynn back, and maybe they'll bring Chance Adams, or who knows, maybe they'll just have Adams up here for a little while. Maybe they'll just have Adams up here for a little while, and maybe they'll use Lynn in the pen. Who knows? You never know. You know, but I believe it's Friday. This Friday against the Orioles, it's Sabathia. So Sabathia, Happ, Severino, and Lynn. And then the game Monday against the White Sox, it goes back to Lynn. So it's Tanaka, Lynn. It's five. All right, Tanaka, Lynn, Severino, Happ, and CeCe. So yeah, so they have it now. They have it all back. So you wonder why they call up Chance Adams, maybe just for pitching depth. Just in case CeCe, it irritates him again. But Chance Adams has been recalled from AAA. And now, before we go, this is it. Before we go, this is the last question. It's another question brought into us by O. Nathan. Thank you for answering it. Thank you for asking. He asked, who is a great pitcher to stream for the fantasy baseball playoffs coming up? You know, I'm not really much of a fantasy baseball guy. I like Zach Eflin. He is owned in 48.3% of leagues, matching up with the returning Steven Strass. Eflin still has a chance for a win. Strass may not be in top shape, and Washington is free fall, trading Daniel Murphy yesterday in the Cubs and Matt Adams to the Cardinals yesterday. Eflin's 5.02 ERA in 5 post break outings hides a 24-9 strikeout to walk ratio, in the fact that he's tossed a quality start in 2 of his past 3 assignments. So either Zach Eflin is looking good, and or Trevor Richards. It's late August, so the Bombers. Obviously, if you want to stream this guy, it's for this week against the Yankees. It's late August. The Bombers lose the DH, and Gorius might have to join Aaron Judge and Sanchez, which he already did on the sideline. Stumbled last week, but he had a compiled a 1.53 ERA, 32 strikeouts and 9 walks and 5 starts before that. So you never know. We'll see. So I think those are two guys that you may want to stream, towards your playoffs. So thank you guys. This was a great, podcast. We will be back, or I will be back with you guys on Friday. So we will see you guys on Friday. Thank you. Actually, we are back tomorrow morning. So another podcast tomorrow morning, coming probably around 10:30. I'm going to record it, and it will be available to you right after. So be sure to listen.